Justice Chester is the sweetest boy, a friend and former roommate says. The woman says Chester, who faces a second-degree murder charge in the death of 23-year-old Julia Brady, was her former roommate. She spoke with Village Media about Chester, 26, and Brady. "I actually lived there with him," said the Midland woman, who asked not to be identified. "I moved out 6 weeks ago." The woman says Brady moved into the basement apartment a while later after a relative moved out west. "Let me tell you something about Justice, regardless of his tattoos, Justice is the sweetest, sweetest boy," she said. The woman says that, like her, Brady struggled with addiction issues and had been in an abusive relationship in the past. "Julia was sweet as pie," she said, noting Chester had also had a past stormy relationship. Both of them, Chester and Brady, just wanted love. Julia and Justice had a very loving relationship. The woman says she's now sober, but prior to that Chester would encourage her as she battled her own addiction and mental health issues. "He was always there to tell me that I'm better than that, tell me I could have a better life than what I had," she said. Julia, she was really sweet. They got along really well. Police attended a residence on 7th Street shortly before 1 p.m. on Monday, July 15, and found a woman dead. Another person was taken to hospital for medical attention. He has since been arrested and charged. Chester was remanded into custody following a virtual bail hearing after being formally charged Friday. He has his first official court appearance date July 29 at the Ontario Court of Justice. None of the allegations have been tested in court.